Our morning greets us glad. Reading verses 16 and 17 from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Jesus. Verses 31 through 33. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, young and old, we invite you to sing with us the third verse of this hymn, CT First.
Reading from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Well, I'd like to just thank all those who organized and participated in the choral program this year. It was certainly uplifting and most certainly brought glory and honor to our Father. We'll go ahead then and conclude our program and our day together with a word of prayer through our brother David Michael of the Richmond Petersburg Ecclesia.
Our Father, who dwellest in the highest of heavens, hallowed and praised be thy great and holy name. We long for the day, Father, for thy glory to fill the whole earth as the waters do cover the sea, and for thy praise to resound from one end of the earth even unto the other. We are grateful, Father, for so many things this week. We give thee thanks for thy faithfulness, which is indeed great unto us, as thy mercies are renewed each and every morning. We are grateful, Father, for the hope of the coming of thy kingdom, for the Bible school that we have been able to attend this week, and now to sing praises unto thy holy name. We pray, Father, that we can carry the spirit of these hymns in our hearts and bring the lessons that we learn from this school back into our homes that we may further prepare for the coming of thy Son with our families and our ecclesias. And we pray, Father, that in the day of thy Son's return, that we will indeed go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, to be able to participate in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And now, Father, we, waiting earnestly for that day, do ascribe unto thee all praise, honor, and glory, praying through him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless, even our high priest, our mediator, and coming king, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.